Is your screen frozen?
Warning. This podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show podcast. If you're watching, look back, and you're watching on Her That One Network YouTube, look very far back behind Molly, and it is up there. It is Murray, her cat, Employee of the Month.
Mm-hmm.
Which reminds me, I have to get a hold of the peeps that make these decisions, and because that's coming up again.
You and your multiple personalities.
10 days.
Who
from now.
Are you feeling like today?
10 days from now, the August Employee of the Month will be announced.
Terrifying.
So yeah, well, hey, you know, I can't really say much to you because. You know, I don't want to
let me down again.
Votes. I don't want to sway the votes. You know, because maybe one of my personalities thought you did a good job.
Maybe. Doubtful. Yeah. That one's been shouted out and put in a corner. Quiet, yeah. You.
Just
don't
maybe.
Talking like that.
All right. You can reach out to us at bpscrasher@gmail.com for no dumb questions or videos. Also, we're on all the socials, Big Party Show. Go ahead and find us. And also, you can leave us a message, whether it's voice or text, at 402-915-0962. And we do have a website. We need you all to go check it out today to make sure
the website's awesome.
Yeah, it's bigpartyshow.com. Go look at it and tell us what we should add to it or something like that. We'd love to get your input on it.
More pictures of you.
More pictures of me.
Want more pictures of you.
More pictures of me. I do have a question from BPS Crasher at Gmail. It's to me. This is Big Party. How many times a year do you shave your head to keep it so shiny?
Wow.
Question's that.
I mean,
it is shiny. I don't know why. I don't even shave
it. Do you buff it?
Like that. I don't buff my head. It's just shiny, and you can admit that. You've seen the shine.
I have. I didn't know if you used lotions and potions or what you were doing. I mean, now, I don't.
There's hair up there, just not enough to take away the shine. Yeah, it's like a baby head. So, yeah, I shave it, not with the
How
Bic.
Often?
I shave it like once every, I don't know. Once every a week and a half or something like that. Two weeks. Yeah, if I have to. Otherwise, I just wear a hat.
Do you just use like a regular razor?
No, I use a buzzer, like a – what would you call that? That's a razor. That's not a razor.
Yeah, like the
shears.
Like whatever, but you can use it on your face too.
Well, this is just like for the head. I don't I have one of those. That's an electric shaver.
Yeah.
This is more like a buzz. What do you call those?
You just take the guard off. It's like
I have the number one guard.
Clippers.
They're clippers. Yeah. Why couldn't I think of that damn name?
We're really struggle bussing today. What was it? I couldn't possibly. It's called clippers.
Okay. Hey, you didn't know either.
I don't use them.
What is the name?
They're not in my possession.
What's that game show that you
have
to guess the question, the answer, or the thing? Like it's
Jeopardy.
Yellow. It's no. It's you.
Oh my God. Again. You're magenta, it's by like, the way. Seriously, like anybody watching this is like, oh I God, think he's going to stroke out.
I think
like
so. I think. What does it look like when I get mad? Does my face get red, I wonder? I don't even know. Next time I'm angry, I'm going to run and go look in the mirror.
Please do.
That will stop me from
I'm in the middle
angry.
Of this fight, but just a second, I want to see what my face looks like.
Why not? Why
Way to de-escalate.
Why am I so damn red?
I don't know. Are you having a hot flash?
It's hot in here. I think I'm just having a good time with you, Molly. No, it's the game show. Well, you face each other.
Is that $1,000 pyramid?
I don't know.
Where you have to like keep saying stuff or whatever. And you're,
yes.
You're the game show guy. I don't, besides Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune,
it's
I'm
like
at
this.
A loss.
It shows clipper behind your head and I have to describe this thing and then you have to tell me
you're
what
like,
it is.
Like we just whatever. Did. You're like, I don't know what it's called. We would have lost. In other words. Whatever game show we would have been on, we would have been losers.
That's a good question, though. What game show could you and I be on? Like, Wylene and I always thought that we could, because we don't fight or argue about anything.
Yes.
We always thought that we could be on the Million Dollar Race together.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Amazing Race, you mean?
The Amazing Race, yeah. Yeah, the Amazing
Race. Can't even get that right. Like, Million Dollar Race.
Well, it could be a Million Dollar Race. You know what I mean?
Okay. I don't.
So what could you and I do together that we would, you think we would win? Obviously not the Million Dollar Pyramid or whatever the hell that's called.
No, right? You and I would just be like, I don't know. I don't. I mean, Pictionary would also be a challenge.
Oh, Pictionary. I am the worst at Pictionary. I'm the worst at that game.
I haven't played it in forever.
I can't draw, you know, and it's just stupid. It's just too much pressure for me to do that game.
I don't know a lot of game shows, so it's not really helpful. I mean, I know like of two game shows. I know of Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, and I don't think you and I would be great on Jeopardy.
No, I'd be awful at Jeopardy. I don't watch it, surely, because I don't ever get an answer.
It reminds me of like my mom would watch it, and for whatever reason, like, and it was always like on, like, I was like, are we really have this on? I don't even know what time it's on or what's, right? Yeah, exactly.
Some people watch it in the background. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just not a game show person. I never have been. You know what we'd be good at here? I remembered another game show, The Price is Right. You and I would be really good at The Price is Right. Cause you're so good at knowing the price of things. And I think you and I could really, because sometimes there's teams on that.
Okay.
I think we could really do well on that. So that's the other game show that I know, Price is Right. Price is Right just makes me feel like I'm homesick from school.
Yeah, I'm with you. How about the one where you run through the store and grab stuff?
Supermarket Sweep.
Yeah, how fun is that game?
That game is amazing.
Yeah.
It always cracked me up when people would go, I'm like, get out of the pasta aisle. You just got to load up on like seafood
expensive
and
stuff.
Yeah. That was the thing. But I can't even remember the rules of that game, because I think that they gave you a list and you had to find it, and whoever got the list done first. Or maybe I'm making that up again.
This is a terrible game show
we're
on right
now. Horrible. This should not be a game show. Guessing other game shows. Today's guest contestants, Big Party.
And
he
Molly.
Never can get the word out right. And Molly, who's never watched game shows. These two are competing on who can have the most game show knowledge. Yeah, it's that one show. And I'm like, I don't even know.
Anyway, hey, speaking of games, if you want some free games, some free play, some free everything.
Yes.
Right there at Heartwood Preserve. There's a park called Heartwood Park. All right. It's right there south of Dodge on 145th Street. You could see it from 144th Street. It's easy. You just look west, right?
Yes.
But they have all kinds of fun stuff going on. I mean, there's nothing like that in that area at all. And I'm glad they're doing it, because Friday night they have this Friday night Bites and Beats. That's free music. They got food trucks. They got a little bar there. They open up as well. And they have this park rental bar is what they call it. And that's
but it's
open.
Free.
Everything's free in there. Like, like if you go into yoga and you forget your mat, or your mat's all sweaty and smelly,
they'll like loan you.
They got a mat for you. So go on out there this weekend. Everything's free. Again, movie night. Saturday night is when that goes down. That's with Encanto.
Encanto.
Encanto. I like to call it Encanto.
You don't know about
like
Bruno. We don't talk about Bruno. We don't talk about Bruno.
Really?
That song is like the earworm of all earworms.
I'm going to get my my niece to go out there. She loves
She loves
that movie so much.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's so good. Yeah, you guys should go out, because the thing is that so it's called like game rental, but it's free. You just turn in your ID, and then when you turn the stuff back in, they give you your ID back. But I mean, they've got everything. Like you can play games.
They got Connect Four, I saw.
That's
when's the last time you played Connect Four?
It's been a minute.
Are you any good at Connect Four?
No, I lost.
Oh, that was
the summer. Big Connect Four at a bar I went to this summer.
Okay.
And I lost multiple times. Because you know what it was? Wow. people want to play, and the person I was playing against is super competitive.
They do the silent disco.
I don't care.
Do you know what the silent disco is? I'm going to tell you. Is your screen frozen? Look at that face. Oh, my God. Let me get a fix. Oh, my God. I want to draw a mustache on her face. I want to draw on my computer screen things all over her forehead. That's what I want to do. But anyway, Connect Four. Now I'm rolling solo. Because something went down with Molly, Molly's connection, but I think she'll be back in. But anyway, Connect Four, all that stuff, and that silent disco, basically what that is I believe they're going to have two DJs there, and then you put on these headsets, right? And then you dance. So it's silent to everyone else, but you're dancing to all this different music, whatever you want to choose. It's the most bizarre thing. I did it once at a Sandals resort. And it's everyone's just dancing in different ways. Everyone looks like they don't know how to dance because you're listening to your music. If that makes any sense. I feel like I'm going crazy because I'm talking to myself right now. Where's Molly? Gracie, do you even know? Is she just gone? She just disappeared. Okay. Her internet cut off. She needs you to open the link. Well, I guess you got the message right there. Okay. You can keep all of this. I don't really care. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Molly will be here in a second. All right, so real quick, HeartwoodOmaha.com/events, or you can follow them on our socials and our socials as well. That is the gig to that. And to the question of there she is. She's back. Wow, look at you.
I don't know what happened. That was terrifying.
Was I don't it know terrifying? What
happened. That was terrifying.
Anyway, I was talking about the silent disco.
I want to go to that.
You know what that is, right?
Yes. Because
you froze during that one, so I couldn't really explain it to you. But yeah, it is.
You put on the headphones and everybody's like dancing to their own thing. So it's like this weird field full of people moving around, but it's silent. I think it'd be crazy to come up on that and just see all these people like, living their best life. And you're just like, I don't hear anything but the wind blowing in the trees.
But Wylene and I did it once.
Yeah.
At a resort.
Was it fun?
And it was bizarre because everyone was boogieing down and everyone, they just looked like they didn't know how to dance because you're listening to your music.
And you're like, why are you dancing so weird?
Yes.
They're like, why are you dancing so weird?
So that's not this weekend again. That's coming up here. They do have that there. This weekend's the concert on Friday.
No, the Silent Disco's next weekend, the 16th.
That's next weekend. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. We'll remind you guys. Don't worry about it. All right, we got what made the news, some weird news today. I don't know if it's good news.
I don't think so.
There's a zoo we get talked about because our zoo is awesome.
Yeah, this zoo is not awesome.
This one's a little different. They want your unwanted animals. Basically, this zoo in Denmark is looking for donations of your pets that you don't want any longer so they can feed it to its larger predators.
Darkness, like seriously.
So what they're saying is that it's pretty much the zoo's responsibility to like imitate how the animals eat in their natural food chain, right? Uh-huh. So they're not talking cats and dogs. So they're really looking for like chickens, rabbits, guinea pigs to feed these other like tigers and lions.
I know, but
so basically, if you don't want it anymore, you take it there and then they euthanize it. They say peacefully and gently.
That is so dark.
And then they toss it in a cage and let them mow on it. Who in their right mind, in what world would you say, okay, even if you hated your guinea pig?
Well, that's the thing. Monster. You just guinea pig sat.
Yes.
I mean, can you imagine being like, sorry, guys, I donated them while you were gone. Like, dark. dark, dark stuff.
How dark is that? That is insane.
You don't want them anymore? Like, did you put it out there to somebody who does want it? I mean, I know people surrender animals where it's like,
yes.
You hear about that a lot of times during COVID and things like that. There were people where it's like they couldn't afford it anymore or what have you.
Sure.
I get it. But I can't imagine the step to that feeding is like them. Going to a shelter and being like, please take my pet. As yeah. opposed to like, here you go. Enjoy big game dinner.
People are outraged at this. I mean, again, this is in Denmark, but it is a real thing. I guess you never really think about it. I mean, you got to give I think in our zoo, someone help us out and email us, but how do they feed the animals at the zoo? I'm sure they toss them hind legs of
yeah, they probably, I mean, sort, there's right? some food source. There's probably some sort of company that traffics in that kind of thing.
Like
my
farm.
Husband, so Peter told me about it.
Okay.
And he was like, Murray.
Murray.
be on your best behavior. I was like, really? You think that I would ever let that happen?
I can't believe it.
Poor Murray.
You believe it? Who Poor would Murray. Do that?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't get it. I really don't. It's not like Denmark is this like weird backward country. Like I've been there. They're lovely people. They don't seem like the kind of people that are throwing pets to wild animals.
I know. I think that maybe they worded it. They just shouldn't.
It didn't go. It didn't come through in translation. You're like, if you read this in Danish, you would know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's so, so messed up. On the human food chain, I do have some interesting news. They came out with the list of 2024's top earning fast food restaurants.
Oh, can I guess? Here we go. It's another game show.
Game show. Guess that fat food. I mean, fast
guess the
food.
Fast food. I want to say McDonald's for some reason. It is.
Number one. Number two is the one that I'm curious if you can get. Because number one is like head and shoulders above. Like McDonald's made $53 billion last year.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Do we have one in Omaha?
Yes.
Number two?
Mm-hmm.
We do. We do have a number two. I want to say, let's go with Freddy's.
Oh.
No, why did they say Freddy's?
I don't know. I was like, there's like three Freddy's in the whole country. Like, what?
I'm dumb at these games. I want to go Burger King.
Burger King is like eighth.
Okay. Oh, is Arby's in there?
Arby's not even in the top 10.
Hardee's.
Nope.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell is number four.
God, I need to guess number two and three. Subway.
Subway is number nine.
Number nine. And we have one here. Why can't
we have multiples here?
We have multiples here. Mm-hmm. What's that? Culver's. Is it Culver's?
Nope. Culver's isn't even in
Sonic.
The top 10. Nope.
Sonic.
You're never going to guess this.
I don't even want you to say it. I want the people to email us the answer.
What they think number two is? It's not going to be what you think.
Long John Silver's.
Yeah.
Don't be mean. They advertise.
Number two. They've is got. It? No.
Okay. Hey, come on. I ate there the other day. It was delicious.
You did?
Because Pat Safford. He got what about all emotional. Him? I was talking about it for some reason. Somehow we got on conversation of Long John Silver's. And he got emotional, like he loves it so much.
Really?
Oh, he got emotional. He even stopped and said, I'm getting wispy. I'm like, Pat.
No, what?
Yes. And I said, I'll go with you sometime then if you want me to. And so I was driving by and I'm like, why
like the
was
last meal
wispy?
He shared with like a dead loved one where he's like, that was the last meal that I had with my grandma. And every time
so
I have
went.
It or smell tartar sauce, I just immediately it's okay.
Oh. I don't know, but see, he got so emotional about it, and he started breaking down everything that, you know, the chicken and the little crispy things. And he said, I thought I didn't like hush puppies, but then I was reminded after I had them that I liked them. And then that's when he said, I'm getting emotional. I got to stop. And so anyway, I drove by, and I'm like, really? Is it that good? I haven't eaten there in a long time. Molly, they could advertise for us. Slow it down over there. They
could advertise with us. Yeah,
they could. You never know. Come on, they're not on the list. Anyway, so I got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I just got the chicken and then whatever. Can the you hell tell that the difference? Be about. Tell the difference in, it's
between
the
like the chicken and the fish.
I didn't get the fish.
I know, but I mean, like, isn't it just it's like just, it, all the
I
same?
I don't know.
It just seems
fish
like it's
and
all
chicken
the same.
Do taste of. Yeah. I don't know, Molly. But anyway, what's number two? What's number two? Just go ahead.
You
and
really
say
wanna
it,
know?
Man.
You're gonna flip out.
No, wait. Don't tell me then. So it's not Sonic.
Nope.
And we have multiple of them, and it's fast food.
I love it.
Oh, you love it.
Mm-hmm.
What's number three? Tell me what three is.
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. Why did I not think of Chick-fil-A? I don't know why I didn't
They're number
think
three.
Of that. Okay, number two. So McDonald's one, Chick-fil-A number three. Mm-hmm. Number two. Gracie, you got anything? Is Gracie... Well, Gracie runs is only in Nebraska.
So this is the national. So like
the national list,
right? So Chick-fil-A brought in $22 billion.
Okay.
McDonald's brought in $53 million. So can you guess what's in between? No.
Okay.
Wendy's is fifth on the list.
How did I forget Wendy's? I love Wendy's.
Wendy's is number five. Number five.
Oh my God. How can I not get this? I'm the fast food king, baby. I live on fast food aisle.
You're going to be so mad.
Oh, I'm going to be mad now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to go. Is there one near me? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
Probably. Probably.
That's how common it. Popeyes.
No.
Don't answer like that. Please be happier when I say these places. Come on. Don't answer like it's awful food. It's not.
No, I'm just laughing because it's like, okay, there's some things where it's like, no, why would you think Popeyes would come in after McDonald's?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
We're going to break it down now real quick. Do they serve burgers?
No.
KFC?
Nope.
Do they serve chicken?
Nope. Well, maybe.
Maybe chicken. You're kidding me. Do they sell seafood then?
No.
What the hell do you eat? That's all the fast food stuff right there. Burritos? Tacos? Do they sell that stuff?
No.
Dunkin' Donuts. Is that a fast food joint? Do they
consider fast food? Dunkin' Donuts is sixth on the list.
So it's got to be Starbucks. They're not fast food. That's not fast food.
Starbucks. I knew you'd be so mad.
It was 10 minutes of guessing.
Starbucks. $30 billion. I'm surprised that they're considered... I will say this. My husband goes to Starbucks almost every day and he gets their protein packs. It's like two hard-boiled eggs, cheese, fruit.
Oh, okay. It's like those little things that kids eat.
Yeah. It's like a Lunchable, but like for fancy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a Lunchable without all the lead.
Right. Without all the preservatives.
I can't believe that because I wouldn't consider Starbucks as a fast food, but if you got food and it's fast.
I mean, you can go, there's a drive through. They have food. I mean, you could go there just for the food. You don't have to get coffee. I mean, you go there and they have an entire case of food. So you could go and have lunch. You could get sandwiches and stuff.
I guess I don't think of it like that.
I don't either.
Doing, you know, what about who's number four on this list?
That's Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
So it goes McDonald's, Starbucks, Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell, Wendy's, Dunkin' comes in sixth, followed by Chipotle, Burger King, Subway, and rounding out the top 10, Domino's.
Domino's. All right, so there's a problem. I don't think Chipotle's fast food.
I don't either. They have some drive-thrus, though. So I think.
Yeah, that wouldn't make it fast food.
I mean, it could.
It's more of a restaurant, though, just because they only added the drive-thru there just to I mean, I think a lot of it was COVID, but also they were probably like, this is dumb. Why don't we have a drive?
No, I know. But I mean, it's kind of up there where I feel like Panera would probably be on the list somewhere. And I don't necessarily consider them fast food, but they do have a drive through and you can take it to go.
But Domino's. Now let's hit Domino's. What is that? That's a restaurant.
No, it's not. Have you ever eaten in a Domino's?
I've been inside of a Domino's.
No, they just have pickup. They don't have any place to eat.
There's one by me that has a little area to eat. I think for people to sit and wait too.
Yeah, it's for sit and wait, but it's not eating.
God, I never thought of pizza as being a fast food.
No, me neither.
I mean, there's three things.
I feel like it's like its own genre. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like for me, when I think of fast food, I'm like with you. I'm like burger, chicken, tacos. Like I'm not thinking pizza as a fast food. Though I will say there is a fat. Okay, so there's a local pizza place, Lighthouse Pizza. It's so stinking good, and that is a drive-through, and the kids love it. So we go through Lighthouse like almost every time we're in town, and that's awesome because you can drive up and you can tell them what toppings you want, and then it's like a slice is ready for you. Yeah.
Is it still the giant pieces?
Yes.
Slices? Yeah. See, that's good.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good. It's like that New York style. So Zio's is great, but like Zio's, you got to go in. You know what I mean? This is nice because like if you're just running around, you can eat inside of Lighthouse. But I will be honest, I don't know if I've ever, I look through the window when I'm picking up. And I see people in there eating. So it's like, obviously it is a restaurant, but I just am always like, I got the kids in the car. We're just doing something quick because we're running errands or doing whatever. I don't know. I love Lighthouse. Place, right?
Yeah. Cause last time I went there with a buddy. Mm-hmm. We're going to meet for lunch. Right. And when I got there, we walked inside and there was no one inside there.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if we were just the first ones there. It was lunchtime. Anyway, there was no one in there, and so I kind of got weirded out and was like, maybe there's something wrong, so I left.
No, nothing
which
wrong.
Is always a weird feeling when you walk into some place like that, and they go, hey, thank you for coming in.
Then you
grab
leave.
A seat, and we'll be right over to you, and you look at them and go, like, never mind.
Nope. I'm out of here. They're like, okay. Somebody had to be first.
Yeah.
You're just like, I don't want to be that person.
I don't want to be first. So anyway... And so there's your list right there. I'm John Silver's. Right, so let me tell you, I'm just going to ask.
Okay.
What is your least, I don't want to say favorite.
Okay.
Your least go-to fast food place?
Well, I mean. Long John Silver's.
What do you go to? What is your fast food
place? Burger King House.
You're a Burger King House.
Yeah. We're Burger King.
Okay, and you get Whoppers and stuff or?
I love their onion rings and I love their chicken sandwiches, the planks, you know, like that they have, like the original chicken sandwich. My son
I love those,
gets
that original chicken sandwich is amazing. The other, I mean, like a month ago, it was 2 for $5. I'm like, serve it up. You know, the one you get the best time to go to Burger King to get it, make sure it's fresh because now you can get all that food in the morning, but they have to make it to order.
They always have to make it to order.
No, sometimes just sitting up there.
No, because Burger King is have it your way. So they can't make it ahead of time because it's all about like what you're going to have on it.
Is it really?
Yeah. BK, have it your way. You rule.
Okay.
Haven't you seen their commercials lately where it's like, I'm a celebrity. Oh my God. I want no pickles on my. Yeah. I mean, I just saw the commercial yesterday.
I don't know
yesterday.
About that. I mean, I think they still, because when I got the chicken one time in the morning, the chicken sandwich, the grease was so hot. It would scald you. Now, when I got it in the afternoon, it wasn't as hot. So maybe the chicken's cooked. Right. And then they put it together.
Leave
That's
it
what
to
they
you
do.
To be like,
that's what they do.
You're hey, like, you this stop. Is where you can get the freshest fast food. You're
hey,
like, it's
I'm just saying, I'm giving people
food.
Tips here. I did try those things Declan liked.
Yeah. The chicken fries. He loves
like
them.
I didn't care for those too much for some reason. I just my main thing is French fries and the burger there at Burger King is I mean, I still think that Whopper is one or the is yeah, is one of the best burgers out there.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. And I'm not talking fast food. I'm talking everywhere. Wow. Something about it. Yeah, it's one of the top burgers for me. I think it's the way they, you know how they flame broil it?
Yeah.
You can smell it in the parking lot? Mm-hmm. That's what it is. That's what it's all about right there.
Oh, see, I love Runza. I love Culver's. I love those kind of like smash burger Culver's. Type of place.
Culver's is our
Culver's.
Go-to.
Yeah, Culver's
that
is our go-to.
That is made to order right there. Anytime they give you a number on a window and make you pull around and sit there for 5 minutes, you know they're making magic in there. You know it. I should go work there.
You should. Become part of the Culver's crew. You and Declan. That's what we keep telling them. We're like, Declan, you love to go there. Why don't you just get a job?
A job there?
Job at Culver's. We can get a discount. Yeah. The inside track on what the flavor of the day is. All sorts of good stuff.
I think Culver's would be one of the fun places to work at. I think, anyway. I don't know.
All right. I want to roll into A-list.
I still want to talk about food. I'm going to talk about food.
You could talk about food all day. Leave some runway.
So can you. All right, A-list. What's up with the A-list?
Okay, so Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau, you wanted the update on that.
Yeah, are they dating or not?
I don't know. They've been hanging out. She was doing a show in Montreal. They went out to dinner in Montreal. I mean, I think it's just sort of like it's good press for both of them, but I don't think it's real.
Okay.
I don't think it's like legit. Like, I think that they probably had fun hanging out and then it gets tongues wagging.
So didn't they have like dinner or something after when she was there?
Yeah. Like I just said, she was they had dinner in Montreal she was there doing her show.
Okay.
And he went to the show. I mean, you know, I mean, honestly, like I don't think
there's anything there.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything there.
Now that you say that, you're probably right. I'm thinking maybe that, you know, they're going to say what, you know, people are watching and say whatever they're going to say, you know, especially the paparazzi to get, you know, tongues wagging, you know, all that stuff. But I think that maybe he has a crush on her.
I mean, possibly she's so beautiful. I mean, there's no reason, you know. Yeah. I mean, she's gorgeous. Sydney Sweeney is the other one that is getting a lot of attention right now. Talk about paparazzi. So she was announced. She is the face of American Eagle. So they launched this new campaign that everybody's heard about, where it's
her eyes. What? How do you describe her? They're just sleepy eyes.
Yeah, she's got those sleepy eyes.
Yeah.
So Sydney Sweeney has great genes. So they're doing this play on blue jeans and then like genetic genes because she's got blue eyes. And some people have been pushing back saying that this is eugenics and the idea of like the perfect person. And it sounds like fascism. I think it's just an ad campaign. Like, I think it's just a poorly worded ad campaign. They're doing a play on words and whatever. She's hot. She looks good in the jeans, but everybody's flipping out about it. And she has not said anything. So she's still quiet about it. Like, everyone's like, what do you have to say about this gene campaign? She's like, whatever, I'm getting paid. Like, I don't think she's had to say anything. She just keeps her mouth shut. So then she is just staying quiet. She had, she walked the red carpet for her new movie. And the deal was, is that she got heckled. Like, some people were like heckling her on account of the fact that she's doing this campaign. Like, what do you have to say? And she doesn't have to say anything. Uh-oh. Are we having technical difficulties now on his end? That's so wild. Well, I can go on with celebrity news, fill in that stuff. So on Tuesday, they announced the Video Music Award nominations, MTV. They're back. So it's going to be Sunday, September 7th. And the big nominations came from Lady Gaga. She got 12, followed by Bruno Mars, who got 11, and then Kendrick Lamar, who got 10. So Video of the Year is always like the big one. And that's the one that, like, you know, everyone's kind of wondering what they are going to be. Video of the Year, the nominees are Ariana Grande for Brighter Days Ahead, Billie Eilish for Birds of a Feather, Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us, Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, Die with a Smile, Rosé and Bruno Mars, Epiti, Sabrina Carpenter, Manchild, and The Weeknd with Playboi Carti, Timeless. So those are your top runners. I don't know. I mean, something like that, they're all over the place. I mean, you can't really say who's going to win in a situation like that. The Artist of the Year, Bad Bunny, Beyonce, Kendrick Lamar, Lady Gaga, Morgan Wallen, Taylor Swift, and The Weeknd. It's always just interesting to see who will show up. Because it's kind of gotten to the point now where, I mean, MTV, so this is what's crazy. MTV launched back in like 1982 on August 1st. So it's like just been their anniversary. And it's changed so much because like when it first launched, there were like five videos. They just had to like keep reshowing them. And now they've cycled back to the point where like, I feel like everyone has a video, but they all just watch it on Vivo or YouTube. They're not really watching MTV to have videos. What the hell? You okay? It's your turn. Tag team. Today's the weirdest show. Keep popping in and out.
Because, all right, so just the audience knows we're recording.
Yes.
Right? Obviously. When mine went out, you froze. And then I go immediately, Gracie, this is the Molly that I love the most. Frozen, not talking. And then I realized Gracie didn't respond and she was froze. And then I look up and it's like your thing just dropped.
This is the Molly that I like, frozen and not talking.
It was a joke.
You are just a monster.
All right, so Sydney Sweeney, let's get back to her. That's what I
Oh, no, we already wrapped that. We already wrapped Sydney Sweeney. So the Sydney Sweeney just hasn't responded. She just walked the red carpet for her new movie, Americana, and got heckled and didn't say anything. They just
That's what I was going to say. It's like, you know, what is she going to say? She, you know, they paid her a bunch of money to put on jeans, you know.
Yeah. I think she doesn't have to say anything.
Yeah. She's
let her jeans talk. No, I was just saying that the MTV Video Music Award nominations got dropped.
They did?
Yes.
What do we got going on? When is it, first of all?
It's going to be September 7th. Okay. It's a Sunday.
Okay, cool.
Lady Gaga leads the pack. She's got 12, followed by Bruno Mars, who has 11, and then Kendrick Lamar, who has 10. So it's just, you know, it's the same thing. Video of the Year, Artist of the Year, and then they've got all these, like, smaller categories, which is interesting because it's like, who watches MTV for videos anymore?
Yeah, I don't even. Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
I mean, it's still their bread and butter, but like, I'm always interested to see their movie nominations. Hopefully, they'll come back with those.
Okay, so that's coming out.
We can see the golden popcorn. Find out who got best kiss.
The gold popcorn. Any new movies? Anything else like that coming?
Coming this weekend. Weapons. I really want to see that one. It's from the guy that did Barbarian. It was like so creepy.
Yeah, Barbarian was pretty good. Okay.
Yeah. So this is that same director, and it's like a town where all the kids disappeared one night. I don't know if you've seen the trailers for it, but
no,
it looks spooky. I'm trying to get my family that it's the Cat Fest this weekend at the Davis Theater here in Chicago, and I'm trying to get my family to go.
Wow.
On Saturday, they're going to have the local shelter there with cats in the lobby that you can adopt. Peter's like, that's not fair.
There's a thing called Cat Fest. Why don't we have Cat Fest here?
I don't know. I don't know why you don't. It's amazing. It's like a best compilation of all the cat videos from the year.
Oh, so there ain't. Okay. So can you take your cat then? Or is it just for
cat videos? I don't think so. They've got cats there that you can hang out with. Because they're up for adoption. But I don't think they encourage you to bring your own cat. Cats wouldn't like that.
Okay.
Being in a room with a bunch of other strange cats, it would
be right.
It would be a freak out. You're right. They're not like dogs, but they're like, hey,
please go and wear your shirt. By the way, people, you can get merch. We got shirts. We got Employee of the Month shirts. We've got Party Crasher shirts. We've got Do Yourself Good shirts. And we got Ask Me About My Cat.
Ask Me About My Cat.
Merch as well. And we have some drops coming soon. So go to bigpartyshow.com for that. But please wear your Ask Me About My Cat.
Yes.
Shirt. That's a cat
shirt. I didn't even
think
about that. Like, I should wear that shirt for sure. The thing is no one in my house wants to go. Nobody wants to go.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of the only single people there.
Oh, wow. Yikes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's probably a hot spot for cat ladies and cat dudes.
Really?
You know, yeah.
Maybe I can meet my next husband. Be like, you love cats and you're here by yourself? I love cats and I'm here by myself because my husband wouldn't come.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, you're married?
I don't know how many. There's probably a long. You could probably start a dating app because there's probably a lot of dudes out there with cats that are looking for somebody.
You were at one point,
but I'm a different human.
No, but you were a guy who was single who had a cat and was looking for somebody to date. I mean, you've just described yourself at one point in your life.
Yes, and I was single.
Yes, that's what yes. I you were single, you had a cat, why? And you were looking for love.
Because I was single. Because I had a cat. I was
that
single
wasn't why
I had
you were single.
I was
you were
single
dating.
I had a cat.
No, that is not why. Don't blame women Rocky.
Women think, I'm okay with it. I was okay with it. Women think dudes that have cats, single dudes that have cats, are weird. There's something, women don't like dudes that have cats.
That's not true.
True.
No.
True.
Not true. Most guys don't like cats.
Yeah, they do.
Most guys you got to convince. You're like, come on. And they're like, I'm allergic. That's always the line. I'm allergic. I'm like, okay.
Well, it's the you know why? It's the pooping in the litter box. That's the hard thing. And if I would have done it correctly and if I had the money at the time, because this was a while ago, yeah. I really would have got that electronic one.
Those things freak me out. The electronic ones. What if their
why
tail
is
gets
that?
Caught?
Oh,
what if their
see,
tail
I don't...
gets caught or something? Or they're like little whiskers or I don't know. Just seems kind of spooky. I don't think they would like it.
I don't even know. But that's what how it would go. Because you know how I am with, I used to be with dog poop. I just get gag. You'd be the same thing with cat poop.
Why don't you guys get a cat?
Why Elaine has asked about that.
Why don't you?
I don't know. If I get a cat.
The girls would love it.
If I get a cat, I'm getting I want to get a big cat.
Okay.
Like a giant cat.
Like a Maine Coon?
Like a Maine Coon. Do they have bigger ones?
That's about as big as you can get. I mean, unless you start getting into exotics.
That's what I want. I want like an exotic Egyptian. Isn't there an exotic Egyptian cat
yeah, but
that
it's
has
not
crazy
big.
Ears?
Oh,
those aren't
oh,
big.
Oh, are you talking about there is
it looks like,
it's
looks
a
like it belongs in a zoo.
It. I think it begins with an S. This, we're back to the full circle show. Full circle show. Now we're playing the Guess That Cat game and we suck so bad. Just terrible. Oh my God.
We are.
How did we come full circle? And we're already like, it's a cat. It's Egyptian. It's got ears. You're like, yeah, it's a cat. It's got ears.
We've come full circle.
Oh my God. We've come full circle.
Oh God.
Saluki? Is it a no, Saluki's a dog.
Saluki's
is it?
A dog.
Yeah.
We are. Jeez. I'd never heard of a Saluki before in
yeah,
my life.
Salukis are Egyptian dogs.
Okay.
But all I right. thought that there was, this is terrible. This is just terrible podcasting. So bad. Play that Guess That Cat game. They're like, oh my God.
Yeah, anyway, that's it. Let's just end this, just this game. End so even game shows have an ending.
Yes.
You know.
Nobody won today. What a surprise.
Yes, nobody
nobody's
won
going home a winner. Not even the people listening.
I think the main sad person in this whole thing is probably the person that sat and watched, and that's Gracie.
Gracie. She's like, Gracie. They don't pay me enough for this. She's yelling at her. She's yelling at her monitor. The name of the cat is this. Like,
sorry.
We suck at this game.
Do us a favor. Tell somebody about the podcast, all right?
Please.
I keep finding people that didn't know about the show yet. I was at Maha, and I was talking to a lady, and she recognized me and said, I used to listen to you guys all the time. And I said, we need to listen to the podcast then.
Yes.
She didn't know that was a podcast. So people, spread the word for us, please. We want to keep this going. Also, we need you to rate, review, like wherever you're at, and leave a review. Just leave a review for us. Heck, we should do a contest. You review, take a photo, email us, and we'll enter you in a contest to win some merch.
Yes.
Just made up a contest.
We just made up a contest. We got to put it on our social media. I mean, not social media, but
that one thing.
I got playing that one game again. What's the one thing that we've got? Oh, website.
Yes.
Just the worst.
All right. We're out of here, people. Do us a favor. Spread the love. Be nice to everyone. We'll see you on a fun Friday, baby. All right. Do yourself good.
A Huda Media Production.